Matter app alternative. Why your read it later stack is probably overbuilt. You save articles to read later. Maybe you clip highlights. Maybe you want them synced across devices. That's it. Three behaviors. How did this turn into a $60 a year subscription with social feeds, newsletter integrations, text-to-speech, and a recommendation algorithm you never asked for? Somewhere along the way, Read It Later apps stopped solving the problem and started solving for engagement metrics. The result? Tools that feel like they're managing you instead of the other way around. The pattern? Apps that do everything except stay out of your way. The typical Read It Later app life cycle looks like this. Year 1. Simple saving. Fast loading. Does what it says. Year 2. Adds features you did not request. Interface gets busier. Year 3. Introduces social elements. Now there's a feed. Now there are communities. Year 4. Paywall moves. Basic sync requires a subscription. Free tier becomes unusable. You did not ask for a social network. You asked for a bucket. The bloat is not accidental. These apps are optimized for retention metrics and upsell funnels. Not for the person who just wants to save a link without opening an app that feels like a second job. Why most Read It Later alternatives miss the point? Most alternatives position themselves as better versions of the same model. More features, more integrations, more dashboards. The assumption is that the problem is execution, not the architecture itself. But the problem is not that existing tools are poorly built. It is that they are solving the wrong problem. What actually happens? You save an article in an app that also wants to be your podcast player, your newsletter client, and your reading analytics dashboard. The interface is cluttered with features you will never touch. Sync is tied to a subscription tier because cloud infrastructure costs money. You are paying for a bundle when you needed a single function. Meanwhile, the actual use case is dead simple. Save a link, read it later, maybe highlight something. That is it. No feed. No algorithm. No discover tab suggesting content you did not ask for. The retrieval problem nobody talks about. There is a subtler issue underneath the bloat, one that surfaces when your saved article count hits triple digits. These apps accumulate content without any meaningful retrieval strategy. The metaphor is a context window with no chunking strategy. Everything gets added, nothing gets prioritized, and when you need something specific, you're scanning through noise. The reading queue becomes a lost in the middle problem. Articles saved last week are buried under articles saved today. Relevance and recency compete with no winner. One popular alternative gets close with a hybrid search approach, keyword matching layered with some semantic similarity, but the interface buries it. You have to remember to search. Most people scroll. The deeper architectural issue. None of these apps treat retrieval as a first-class concern. They treat saving as the product. Retrieval is an afterthought. That is backwards for anyone who actually wants to use what they saved. A well-designed Read It Later system would apply something closer to retrieval augmented logic, surfacing relevant saved content when you actually need it, not just adding items to an ever-growing queue. Instead, these tools optimize the intake funnel and leave the retrieval problem unsolved. The case for architectural simplicity. The best tools do one thing well and get out of the way. A Read It Later app should behave like a folder, not a platform. What that looks like in practice. Instant capture. Save a link in 2 seconds, not 5 clicks through a browser extension modal. No força de engajamento, no recomendações, no social layer, no gamificação. Sync that just works. Your clips appear everywhere without requiring a login, a subscription, or an account dashboard. Readable by default. Text displays cleanly without needing to toggle reader mode or adjust font settings every time. This is not a feature list. It is a constraint list. The goal is to remove everything that is not essential. What actually matters in a lightweight Read It Later solution? If you strip away the bloat, what is left? Saving speed. If it takes more than 3 seconds to clip something, friction compounds. The best Read It Later workflow is the one that does not make you think. Clean reading. No ads, no pop-ups, no upgrade to unlock banners in the middle of an article. Just text. Format it correctly. Every time. Sync without ceremony. Your clips should appear on every device without requiring you to authenticate, set up integrations, or troubleshoot sync errors. Export, that is not hostage taking. If you want your data out, it should take one click and come in a standard open format, not some proprietary export that only works with their ecosystem. Token efficiency matters here too, not in the language model sense, but in the cognitive sense. Every unnecessary element in a reading interface costs attention. Context compression is not just a language model technique. It is the design principle these apps abandoned when they chose growth over utility. Clip by Pickle, built around what you actually do. Clip by Pickle starts from the opposite direction. Instead of asking what features can we add, it asks what can we remove while still solving the core problem. What it does, save links instantly via share sheet or browser extension. Strip out clutter and display clean, readable text. Sync across devices without requiring a subscription or login. Export your clips in standard formats whenever you want. What does not do? Recommend content you did not ask for. Build a social feed. Lock basic functionality behind a paywall. Try to be your podcast player, newsletter client, and reading analytics dashboard. This is not a competitor to bloated ecosystems. It is a rejection of the entire model. Who this is for? Clip works best for people who save articles regularly, but do not need a knowledge management system. Want a tool that syncs reliably without requiring an account. Prefer lightweight, single-purpose software over feature-bloated platforms. Are tired of paying for bundles when they only use one feature? If you're looking for reading recommendations, social features, or algorithmic discovery, this is not it. If you want a tool that saves links, strips formatting, and gets out of the way, this is exactly it. The real cost of overbuilt tools. Bloated apps do not just waste money. They waste attention. Every time you open a Read It Later app and see a recommendation feed, a notification badge, or a prompt to engage with the community, you're being asked to make decisions that have nothing to do with why you opened the app in the first place. The friction is not obvious. It is ambient. Death by a thousand micro-interruptions. The same pattern plays out in artificial intelligence tooling. Context windows fill up because filtering takes work. Token budgets burn on noise because nobody set priorities. Loss in the middle is not just a language model phenomenon. It is what happens when any system optimizes for accumulation over retrieval. The episodic memory of your reading stack gets longer, but signal to noise degrades with every addition. The best tools do not ask for your attention. They hold something until you need it, and stay silent the rest of the time. What you actually need. A Read It Later app should behave like a shelf, not a newsstand. It should hold what you put on it, make it easy to find later, and otherwise stay quiet. Most apps in this space optimize for growth instead of utility. They added features to justify subscriptions, built social layers to increase engagement, and turned a simple tool into a platform. Clip does the opposite. Zav is fast, syncs quietly. Exports cleanly. No upsell, no fiji, no friction. If that sounds like what you actually want in the first place, that is the point.